Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and welcome to the show. Woo, so hot outside, what's going on? January, no, I don't like this weather at all, and it's windy, and in our studio, it's very cold. I don't understand, outside is warm, inside is cold, but hey, that's our life. But, of course, after we will talk to our wonderful guests, we will feel very warm at our hearts. Why? Because we know already them, if not very, very well, like our Adi Spector. Hi, Adi.
Hello, hello.
Oh, you are here, I think, like 4 or 5 times already, yes?
Yeah, I think it's my 5th. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. You are my friend officially, and, of course, friend of Accent On, then I cannot wait to talk to you about really cool stuff that's going on in your movie career, because you are an actor, you are a director, and you have lots of hats on your head. That depends what you wake up in the morning, that's what you do, yes?
No, I actually do all of them almost all the time.
I love it. Okay, then. Oh, I always think that I am like ADD here, this. But looks like you are too. We'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment. But the main guest of our show is Anna. Okay, you have an accent too. Oh, can you tell your name?
My name is Anya. Well, official spelling is Anna. But my patients and my friends call me Anya.
Oh, okay. Look at how seriously this start being. My patients. What's going on? You are our expert. You'll be talking every month, once a month, and hopefully this will be last Monday of each month. She's very busy, then maybe sometimes we'll move her segment. But Anna, Anya, Anna, doesn't matter how we are calling Anya, she will be talking about diet, but diet without dieting. That's the main reason for our segment, to get us, not only in 2018, but for whole life, to eat in a different way, in a nutri-tune way. This is a new diet, no diet. Anna, you are a founder of your company. Then if you can, you are not using your second name, that I don't know if you care or not care, because obviously you are from Poland. Your name is not too easy to spell, but would you like people to know your second name?
My last name?
Yeah.
Okay, so my last name is typical Polish last name. It's Leszczyńska.
Yeah.
Which means actually type of nut. That it's popular in Poland. So it's related to food, I would say.
I think we need to teach people a little Polish. And Adi Spector, you have this name that's like born to be a star already. You came with this name?
My last name, yes. My first name now.
Okay.
I changed my first name.
Could we tell people your first name?
Sure, go ahead.
You tell.
I should tell them? Okay. I was born as Andrzej.
Andrzej.
And then I change it to Adi.
I think it's hot. Adi Spector. Looks like star. Anna, Nutri-Tune. This sounds like everybody already is supposed to buy million project from your Instagram. This is company that you are developing, but I would like people to know that you are pretty serious, very young, very well-educated, a lady who works for Kaiser Permanente as a nutritionist, then you have your day job, a very serious one. You're taking care of stomachs, and not only stomachs, of thousands of people probably in a year. Please do this for me too. Soon, I got my issues. I have so many issues. Stomach is one of them. Then you are very well educated. Could you give people little understanding that you didn't wake up one day and said, oh, I know how to feed people? What did you do? Where did you study?
Well, I was studying back then in Poland. I got my engineering degree as a food technologist. So at first, I've learned how to process foods, and I was fascinated how to make pasta, kielbasa, chips. But then, more I was studying about it, I figured that that's not the way to go, to help people, to be healthy. So I then decided that I want to learn how to unprocess foods and how to eat more simple way. And that's why I decided to become dietitian, which that required going for more studying. And then when I came to United States, I went to Cal State Los Angeles to get my credentials here. And then I went through the internship process, which was 1,200 hours at clinical settings, food serving settings. Oh. And then I got my registration.
Amazing. That's a long, long process and lots of studying. But the word engineering and food already makes me feel like, no! But that's probably what we are eating, especially in America. Food who is so overprocessed and it's so easy to get. And you, not only you had this idea, because it seems like you just decided that engineering our food is not a way to really feed people, and you would like to make your Nutritune company to be recognized as a new type of food, which is a still diet. People can call diet because it's so different for what we really put in our mouth and stomachs all the time, but really it's no diet. It's just delicious. Now, I think first we need to send people to your Instagram, because you have 400 pictures and recipes, and all of them look so hot, so ready to eat. I want to eat all of them. And could you give us your Instagram address or link?
Yeah, so it's named as my company, which is Nutritune. It's N-U-T-R-I-T-U-N. And yes, I post there my new recipes, foods that I am inspired by. And I go out as well, so I would also put some pictures from restaurants.
If you approve them, yes, you say, oh, that looks good, and I will say, yeah, we can eat that. Now, we'll be talking a little bit more. I know that my goal for this show was to present four maybe samples of simple menu for the day, as a breakfast and lunch and dinner. And some people like meat, some people like a fish, which I would love you to talk about that. And everybody who listens to Accent On, if you would like to go to Facebook, Accent On Radio TV, that's our link, and you will see these great pictures, or just go to Instagram, Nutritune Instagram, and then you can also follow the logic and the beauty of the food that Anya is proposing to us. But we'll talk about the menu for the day, simple menu for the day, a little bit later. But right now, I have two questions that really I would like to ask you. If you could change three things about people's eating style / diet, what would they be? Okay, Adi, what she will say to us? Let's see. What we need to change throughout, not eat, forget it, saying it's ugly, bad, not good, all of those. Okay? What? Anya?
First of all, I would start with listening to your body, eating until you're comfortably full, and feeling if you're satisfied after eating your meal. So the goal is to use your body wisdom to guide you when to stop. So you're eating and you're feeling the first sensation of fullness, that's probably the sign that you are fulfilled. So really, take your time when you eat. Don't rush through. and sit at the table and enjoy your meal. Like going through the drive-thru will not connect you to your hungerfulness, it will connect you to your car. So you really want to be present and mindful, okay, here and now.
Well, we are used to eating in a car and used to, oh, it's so easy to just pick up something because I feel hungry. And you're right, eating in a car is fun too, especially when you have friends and you, oh, everybody laughs. But after a while, this is what we do too many times in a week. And eating next, eating, you know, next to your table.
Lots of people eat in front of TV, so.
I'm guilty.
That's another no-no.
Yes, you do probably, Adi, too. Yes,
oh, yeah.
I always
all
eat
all the time.
Dinner, yes, that's all. And I
that's
feel
the
like
only time I have, that's the only time I have to watch TV, so.
Yes, you know. They feel like, okay, you're mixing pleasure and the moment that you have free and
right,
you don't spend on something that you're not supposed to. Then you say, Anya, oh, my gosh, what? I need to go next to the table and, like, sit in silence if I'm alone and just eat?
Well, you can burn a candle. You can have beautiful napkin next to you. Because when you watch TV, you don't really watch what's going on inside of you. You're losing that connection. And then you may easy overeat.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have always stuff around me, like, okay, prepare the meal. Oh, gosh. I don't know if people will like that with this TV off. The food. Then, if I want to watch TV, oh, that's snacking. Probably
just
you
snacks.
Will tell us. Snacks. You need to, later, you will tell us what we can snack when we are watching
for
TV.
Sure.
Okay. Then you say no TV, eat and enjoy your food in the most prettier environment that you can create for yourself. Yes, even when you are alone.
Yeah, and focus on the act of eating. It's beautiful. Really feel the texture of the food, smell it before you eat, and see the colors that you are eating.
That, yes, and when it comes to the question of what three things that people are supposed to change in life, we are talking about not eating in front of TV, we are talking stop food when you first time you feel like maybe your stomach says, oh, I think I'm satisfied already. No, then we need one more.
Well, actually I have a couple more. That was
give
one.
Us, that was only
that was that. Mindfulness. That
oh,
was,
lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other aspect of changes I love to make with my clients / patients is to eat more home-based meals. And you don't have to be a chef to make yourself meal at home. You can simply either assemble the food or you can like easily scramble some eggs, add mushroom and spinach, and you're gonna end up with pretty good, healthful meal. And cooking, in my opinion, is a keystone for health. Cooking can also be a creative outlet. You can meditate and cook. And cooking is also connected to having more meals together as a family, as friends. And we sit together at the table, we eat delicious meal, and so we talk, we connect to each other. So that's what the homemade
that
meals
sounds like birthday or holidays only because I know what you are talking about, and I love everything what you are saying. And I will say in my home, we have a lot of moments that really I'm eating with my daughter mostly, you know, and we prepare food that you are talking to right people because I'm trying, and my daughter too, to make celebrate the meal as something very, very special and prepare mostly in home. My daughter is very, very up to cooking right now. She loves that. Then, but Adi, what do you think? Do you feel like you have time to prepare your meal in home?
Well, I actually eat more like fruits, vegetables, so I'm more on the raw side of a diet, so I don't have to prepare. I just pick it up from the fridge and
very
eat.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to, you know, feed yourself too.
Right.
Chopping veggies or fruits, washing
well,
them.
I'm not even chopping them. It's like I like apples. You know, I do chop the papaya. I like papaya.
Of course.
Know.
Okay, but we are talking fruit. But do
well,
you don't eat meat? You don't eat fish?
I eat fish. I don't eat meat. I do eat fish. And yeah, I do prepare it myself in the oven.
That's lovely. And
yeah,
again, I
but
wish we
but I live by myself, so it's like I don't have the, you know, the which you're talking about the environment of family sitting together because it's just me, you know. So, yeah. But it's still fun to eat eat food that I know I cooked and it's, you know, it's fresh and just made and tastes good and I know what I put in it, you know, so I don't need chemicals and stuff.
Then we agree with you, Anya, 100%. And I love that Nutritun really propagates home cooking. And you probably, in next segments, you will try to teach us and tell us that it's not so hard to do that. You just need to be a little bit prepared, probably, and have some stuff in the refrigerator, and rest probably is not so hard. Okay, we are listening more.
Okay, so I have one more tip. What I want to change with my patients. Fiber, it's your best friend. That's what I always say when I teach a class. What you want to do, you want to eat more foods. They will fulfill you and will give you really good satisfaction. So I'll tell you more about fiber, but first I want to start that a standard American diet, which is also called SAD diet, has only 15 grams of fiber per day, usually. But we need at least twice as more, so 30 grams. Ancient human being used to eat three times as much fiber, which is 90 grams. So we are really lacking on fiber. And what fiber does for us? Fiber, as I said, your best friend, makes you fuller, makes you regular, and also helps you to lower cholesterol, which a lot of people struggle with. So when you eat your, let's say, someone likes steak, always eat it with salad or with side of vegetables because that excessive cholesterol or fat will be absorbed by fiber and excreted from your body. So it's easy tip to help you to, you know, like eat even like foods that are, you know, higher in fats, but still you're going to process it better. And now where we can find fiber?
Yeah.
So fiber is very common in plant-based foods. So think about your veggies, right? Fruits, legumes, which are your beans and lentils, but also whole grains like oatmeal, brown rice, quinoa, whole grain breads. Does it sound familiar?
Yes, but it means that if I want beans, can I go to Vons or Ralph's and just pick up the can of some good beans and I'm okay with it? Or I need to soak them in the water for 50 hours and then I can eat them? You're thinking, what do you think? That the easy way of including what is in a store into home cooking is okay in Nutritun?
Totally. Yes, so I suggest getting like the low sodium beans and choose the beans that you like. Like I always tell that choosing beans that is culturally appropriate. Like I'm from Poland, so I eat white beans, right? Yeah. Someone is from Mexico, will eat pinto beans or black beans.
Yes.
And those beans support your DNA, your body on cellular level. So choosing the low sodium beans, canned beans, or if it has normal amount of sodium, which is usually higher, rinse it before serving and have like half cup of beans with your salad. You're going to add not only 7 grams of proteins, but also 7 grams of fiber. So, well, you're going to have both.
50. How we can do...
I actually eat 30. A lot of quinoa, I just remembered, and I use a rice pot for it. So I put it in the rice pot, 1 cup of quinoa, 2 cups of water, close it, press the button. After like 40 minutes, it's ready.
It's
good? Yeah, it's really good.
Interesting. I don't know if I ate quinoa in the past. I like buckwheat.
You can also buy like frozen whole grains. Like you can buy frozen quinoa or frozen brown rice, and it only requires warming it up. So you do use microwave. You can use also pot. Whatever you prefer.
Okay, if you don't scare us, it's not like you need to stay for 30 minutes and mix this and mix it.
No.
You can buy prepared frozen or something and pop up. Okay, good. We are listening more.
Well, so basically, the fiber, it's those foods that I mentioned to you. So we need 30 grams of fiber.
30, not 50, sorry.
Yeah, 30. More is better, right? But you can also like add fiber through, you know, like having parsley or cilantro. Mm. You know, those like typical garnish foods, they have another functions, not only to look pretty, but also to help you with your fiber status.
Interesting. I had no idea that parsley will do that.
Totally.
Did you know, Adi?
I kind of knew that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was very interested in food. I read a lot, you know, because health is important. You know,
yes.
Exercising and eating right.
I want everybody come to our website and just maybe see Adi's posture. And you are a really good-looking man. And
thank you.
You do everything right. I'm not talking about muscles, but he has few very good-looking men. But Anya is the most beautiful, charming young lady, and everybody wants her body because you really are perfect. 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 You are not thin, but you are just perfect. Perfect. Then you know what you are putting into your body. Okay, then I'm not sure if we covered the first question, but also we could. I would love to ask you, what are your favorite nutrition recommendations to stay at healthy weight? Oh, gosh, the weight fluctuation is trouble for everybody. Seems like you eat two dinners, better dinners, and next morning, no pants fit. No, then what? What to do with this problem?
Well, you know, what I like to start with, it's always not to focus on weight loss because it's very stressful. I like to bring my patients to their natural body weight. So whatever their natural body weight is. And I like to do that through bringing more balance into the food intake, into eating. One of the very useful tools, which is, advertised by our government, is the MyPlate model. Mm-hmm. It's the model, concept, that divides a plate into three sections. So first, you divide the plate into half. So the half of your plate is filled, guess with what?
Veggies.
With veggies, yay! Non-starchy vegetables, which are your...
No big steak? Like half plate of steak? No.
Well, it's comic, but it's another part of your plate. So, and you start actually putting vegetables first. Okay. Because studies show that the first ingredient that you put on your plate, we tend to over-portion.
Interesting. Spaghetti, that would be me. If I pull spaghetti, it's like, woo-hoo-hoo, mountain.
So start with marinara sauce. So you start with vegetables. And then it's your half a plate. Okay. And by the way, that's your fiber. So then top portion of your plate, you divide it into two sections. So you're going to have 1/4 of your plate filled with complex carbohydrates, which are commonly known as starch. So that's your either brown rice, or you could do potato, you could do whole grain bread or pasta.
Yums.
But you have... Yams, sweet
like
potato.
Yum.
Yeah, they are very yummy. So it's 1/4 of the plate. So it guides you, it guides you not only through what ingredients, what food groups to choose from, but also how much of those foods to eat. And the other 1/4 of the plate, the top portion of it, are filled with, guess what? What's
protein.
Missing? Proteins, yes. So proteins, well, choose the proteins that, you know, are lean or the one that you like fish. I recommend fish at least twice per week. You could do turkey or chicken. You could do even sausage, as long as you put some vegetables with it, right?
Okay.
Or some.
It's good news that you say that sausages are still healthy, because some people say, oh, you don't know what they are putting into, and it's so much salt and stuff like that, and it's better to really have clean meat as a chicken or steak or or fish, of course, you know, which is very, very clean. But like you say, if you have a taste for it, because I love what you were saying a little bit before, that we are bringing our taste buds are also what our parents, grandparents love to eat and what part of world you are coming from. And somehow it's very hard sometimes to not eat something that you are used to. Then we are coming back to portion control, I'm sure, too. But the choices, we have a lot of choices. Then diet doesn't need to be like three things over and over and over. Then eat again, everybody needs to go to Instagram, NutriTune, and see the pictures that Anna is just giving to us to enjoy amazing. The plates are filled with gorgeousness, and you want to eat everything what you just put there. Okay? Okay. Then you think that keeping a weight in the same level not supposed to be so hard?
Well, eating all what your body needs in a balanced way. So I also believe in food combining. So like I mentioned, having proteins with vegetables, like sausage. Yes, you do want to choose like the best quality of sausage. If you want a sausage, choose the one that you really want it, the best one. You know, like, you know where is it coming from as well. And connect that, like we do eat Polish sausage with sauerkraut, right?
Yeah.
So that's what helps to break down that fat, to process it in our digestive system. So by doing that, giving your body nutritious foods, our body won't be craving foods all the time, because we're gonna get the right ingredients. Because, well, common times, we do eat foods that don't have that many nutrients, so we are eating, but we're not getting what we need. So we're gonna continue eating. So really being aware that those food groups are necessary in our intake.
I'm looking at a picture that you sent it to me, because I asked for the menu, and I just, again, if you can describe what we see. Do you have, that's my computer, you can just look. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, breakfast, we have lunch, we have two choices of dinner, and I don't see desserts, but I didn't ask for the picture of desserts, especially for this page. Then we'll leave this for another session with you, which you tell us what is the good sweet that we can eat outside of yams or the sweet potatoes, because that's not what I like. I like cookies, cakes. Okay. Do you see, yes, when you see the plate, breakfast, what do you see there?
Okay, so this one here, actually I thought, I usually eat eggs for breakfast, but this one here, we do have, this is a very quick fix.
One egg or two eggs? My child, my Natashka, she's 23, and she said, oh my gosh, Anya allows us to eat two eggs, and I'm so worried that I can have only one. Do you think... Oh, I'm not asking how many. Adi probably has five.
Five,
of course, but you're a big man. Then when it comes to us, do you think one egg or two eggs?
I would do two eggs.
A day or a few, two, three times a week? Can we do every day?
Well, we can do it. For people, they do have like increased cholesterol. I would say like four egg yolks per week. But normally, if with normal cholesterol level, there are no limitations with eggs. Egg is very balanced food. Egg yolk and egg white is like yin and yang. It has, you know, like folate, choline, which is good for your brain, and riboflavin. So really good stuff, not only proteins. And egg is very satisfying.
Yes, we love eggs.
Yeah. So I eat in my breakfast about 20 grams of proteins, which, well, a couple eggs, that's your 14 grams of proteins.
Okay.
And for sure, we eat until getting comfortably full. So more likely one egg, usually it's not enough for me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And it depends what else you're going to add to it.
Yes.
Because if I would add, let's say, you know, like cheese and, you know, like some maybe beans, then maybe I would eat just one egg. But if I eat eggs just as my only source of proteins, then I would go for two. And I like, before I cook my eggs, I use the same skillet, and I will start with sauteing some sort of veggies, like broccoli. I love broccoli for breakfast. Mushrooms.
Do you don't cook broccoli? Do you put them straight directly how you cook broccoli?
What?
Sometimes they're like there right away, you know, they fall apart. They're not green anymore. They're like less green than supposed to be. How do you cook broccoli?
I saute them in a little bit of butter.
Lovely.
Non-stop,
I like everything what you are saying.
Yeah.
I don't know people. She speaks real food.
So butter, well, actually has those short fatty acids, which are very good for our good bacteria that residue in our gut. So the good bacteria, also known as probiotics, they are managers of our body weight. So if we feed them well, they're gonna make magic with our body.
Interesting. Butter.
Yeah, so butyric acid, that's what's okay. the main ingredient. And also fiber is the fuel for our good bacteria, probiotics. So butter is not only tasty and satisfying, but also it's easy to digest and has good stuff in it. Of course, I wouldn't say eat like lots of butter, but you know, use like 1 or 2 teaspoons, something like that.
Okay, and we are talking for breakfast?
Yes.
Okay, then are you including bread?
Yeah, so I will go for like slice of whole grain toast, and then I will usually get a fruit with it.
Okay.
Unless I'm not, sometimes I may not be, I may be less hungry, then I would say I would go, you know, like just for a bread, no fruit. Depends, you know, how much I need to fulfill my myself.
Okay, now it's around 8 in the morning, 8:30, and probably around 12 I'll be so hungry, or 11, lunchtime. What we are doing?
So for lunch, I love doing the so-called Buddha bowls. Another name is like a grain bowl. So you can put like all kinds of ingredients in that bowl. Like you can just empty your fridge, whatever okay. you have. But like the example I have on my Instagram is that, I connected basmati rice with a little bit of saffron. Actually, that was leftover I had from the day before. I made tempeh, which that was pretty quick fix. I marinated 10 minutes with a little bit of sesame seeds oil, apple cider vinegar, and soy sauce. And then I stir fried with a little bit of sesame seeds oil. And then I added some greens, like fresh spinach, fresh kale, and then freshly sliced tomatoes.
Oh my gosh, we want her as our private chef. And I also can tell our listeners that in the future we will be talking about classes with Anna, our expert, diet, no diet, nutritune, lifestyle change. And I think we have so much really to offer. And I know our segment is already 30 minutes. I don't know where time goes, but we still have a dinner, but people, every month we'll be talking to Anya, and I think we're getting more and more exciting to try to believe that you can eat healthy, you can eat pure, earthy food, not being afraid that it takes 50 hours to prepare, because everything what she's saying is just so easy. And then, you know, we'll post some recipes, because I would love people to have maybe one. The balls, they were very cool, whatever you said.
Although,
yeah, very, very busy. Seems like it's a little bit of work, but whatever. You pick what you want people to learn, and we'll be sending everybody who wants to straight to your Instagram page again. Dinner.
So for dinner, I like to have like a comforting meal that also connects me to my roots, which are Polish roots. So it's a cultural meal. So I love potatoes. So I will have, you know, 1/4 of my plate filled with potatoes.
I just love her. Love her people. Potatoes are good. Bread is okay. Butter is really healthy. We are talking to head of nutrition in a Kaiser Permanente. She knows what she's talking about. Okay? Potatoes are great. Okay, next.
Well, so yeah, potatoes. And I usually would leave skin on it because that's more fiber, right? I will put a little bit of butter, not too much, just to get that creaminess and good flavor. And then I will have that with source of protein. So either chicken cutlet, or I love salmon. So I would have grilled salmon or baked
salmon. How often you eat fish? The wild salmon or the normal one? Because I like the normal.
Farmed,
yeah.
Well, for me, the quality of food is very important. Yeah. Like the quality of your food, the way you eat is your health insurance. Yeah. So I would go for the frozen, I would get like frozen socket eye pink salmon, wild cut.
Okay.
But of course, the farm raised also offers you a lot of good benefits, good proteins, omega-3s. So, you know, whatever is accessible to you, it's gonna, you know, fish will have similar properties.
Wonderful. Again, I wish we have TV cameras on us, and I'm looking to Adi, because we'll soon talk to Adi, and he is a director. He can make magic happen with cameras that he is using. But if everybody will see Anna, her skin, she has amazing, beautiful skin, and of course, she's just great-looking lady. She preaches, and she looks like she does everything what she talks to us. Then I think we need to have open ears and minds and really listen to lady who knows what she's talking about. And your diet, no diet, NutriTune, ways of life, I think this is something that we'll be promoting for a long, long time. And outside of soon creating probably DVD, maybe not DVD, but CD first, because Anna has a lot of things that probably people need to hear, and also some classes and a lot of things really soon we'll be promoting. Then hopefully people will go to your Instagram link,
Nutri-tune,
which is
NutriTune.
I need to punish her by spelling this this word NutriTune one more time.
NutriTune.
Yeah, and you, could you spell?
NutriTune.
Yeah, that's cool, cool, very cool name. Like, I feels like we know this name already, then you picked a good one.
It's tuning into the healing power of nutrition.
Look at that!
That's the explanation.
You're right, and thank you so much. This is our expert. We'll have a conversation with Anna once a month. And we'll make some changes in
our
bodies.
Thank you so much, Ilona.
Oh, I love you. I love you so much for everything, because you speak what really I remember from my when I was a child. That's how we ate in our country, minus little less fat, because, of course, Polish kitchen can be very, very, like, fat, you know. I will be talking a little bit more about this next month. Adi, are you hungry already?
Yes.
I think so. And she speaks, you know, she's just so charming.
I also was speaking at the table, I mean, at the computer with the pictures of the food. Yeah, it looks delicious and... Yeah, clean, nice portions.
Just
looks
love
healthy
it.
And yeah, it looks good.
You will see when you go to her link. It's like I'm telling you, 2 at night. My child is, instead of sleeping, she's looking at the pictures, and she loves everything, and she reads because you also put recipe. Adi Spector, our friend, my friend, and friend to Accent on LA Talk Radio. I'm so happy to have you back.
Thank you. Good.
And I think we have good. Yin and yang, how we say, like
yes.
The egg, white and red,
yeah.
Great balance, because I had no idea that you don't eat meat, and I know you really, really take care of your body, because you're an actor, and you all need to look great, you just need to, we are in LA, then what's new, and how you are taking care of your body, and not only body and soul, plus running for audition and winning some good one.
Well, I stopped eating meat last April, and it was because I felt I don't digest it very well. I ate too much of it because of my size, I eat a lot.
Yeah.
So I decided to eat something lighter, and it did help, actually. You know, I feel much better. I do try to go to the gym at least twice, 3 times a week. I lift weights. I don't do as much cardio as I should because it's very time consuming. That's pretty much what I do. Oh, and for my soul, I meditate twice a day.
Interesting.
Yes, 20 minutes twice a day, every day. And that also keeps me grounded and focused.
Yeah, your business is pretty, I would say, tough.
We know
we are in LA. We know it's so much talent here, and we are wishing everybody the best in this crazy entertainment business and acting business. You are here. You were born in Poland, then you moved to Israel, and then from Israel you moved back to America, or to America many, many years ago. But if you can describe your journey to who you are right now in LA, do you think there was a very tough journey, or just... It just was okay.
Well, I think it was tough because, you know, there were so many obstacles I had to overcome. But I think when you focus, if you know what you want and you don't take no as an answer, you can do whatever you want. I mean, sometimes it takes longer than you anticipated.
Yeah,
but
the patience is tough.
You have to be patient, and you have to... Basically, sometimes it's really tough. You don't get enough sleep and so on. You have to keep on going because there's no other way, you know.
You know, when I met you first time, I think it was 3 years ago, You had a few movies that you directed and you produced, and you got so many awards. And this is a very unusual things that you do, because we are talking producing movies on the cell phone. Could you tell us, 2014, this was your first movie that you produced, yes?
No, actually, I produced before. I produced one in 2012. Basically, how it happened was I was invited at a certain point. In 2011, I was invited to be a judge on iPhone Film Festival, and I saw very good quality of films made with a cell phone, with an iPhone. And we're talking about iPhone 4 at the time, which the quality of the camera wasn't even HD. So then the director wanted to work with me as an actor. We didn't have a producer, so I produced my first film with an iPhone, which was The Russian Roulette, and it's available on YouTube. Basically, put my name and The Russian Roulette, and for sure you're gonna find it. And then I wasn't very, I wasn't completely satisfied with an outcome, because I put my soul and my heart into the film and into the project, and I did so much, but I didn't have enough artistic input into the project. And also in post-production, I had no say. You know, I couldn't say what kind of music I should put, or what they should leave, what should they should edit out, and so I decided to do films myself. So just for fun, I wrote one and I shot one, and 10 awards later, and like
10 awards later, we are not talking America, we are talking world.
Yeah, the
could
first
you tell
one,
us countries?
The first one, I got the best screenplay award in 2014 in the festival in Barcelona, in Spain. Then we got the fourth place in San Diego. Then we got second place on iPhone Film Festival in Beverly Hills. There were so many of them. The latest one that we got was actually last year. How to Rob a House is the title, and we got an award. We won best short horror comedy at Indie Gathering Film Festival in Ohio.
I like horror like that. It's short, scares me, and doesn't take 2 hours to be scared. I like that. Comedy and horror, lovely.
Thank
Again,
you.
The title of the movie?
How to Rob a House.
And how many awards you got till this day?
10.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Because again, you're mastering the iPhone. I don't even know how you can do what you do, because this is another probably show that we need to explain people how people can do this.
Well, it's not such a difficult thing to film with an iPhone.
Yeah, you pull the thing, it's playing, but then
it's
later
more,
you need to
it's
create
more important
post-production.
Post-production, yes, but you have to have something to edit. So the content is very...
And script is worth something.
Script, acting,
the whole
process, everything is very, very important. So, I was very lucky because the film was very well received, and it was in festivals in Brazil, in Australia, in Pakistan, in India, in Egypt, even was screened in Poland as one of the last. And then I had another film that I did in 2016, which actually was completely different genre. It was an LGBT comedy. LGBTQ comedy, and it premiered at LGBT Film Festival in Warsaw, and it was very well received too, because I was sitting in at the audience, everybody was laughing, so I was super happy. And with that film, we won Miami Short Film Festival last year. And I didn't suspect it, because it was really like I took a big chance, with that one.
And comedy, you really need to be gentle, knowing what you're doing, to not offend too many people with probably...
I was trying, it was a fine line, because I connected things that usually don't connect very well, because I connected BDSM, Jewish religion, LGBT. I mean, all my
you step on everybody.
Right. All my characters were gay, and also it was an exorcism. So there was a devil there too.
Oh God!
And I want to mention that in all the films that I do, I also act. So I do.
That's amazing. Okay, you know, now we are in 2018, but 2017, probably end of the year, that was pretty good year for you because you got really good another proposition of playing in
SEAL team.
SEAL team.
Yeah. Well, I booked one episode of SEAL team last year. We shot it in end of October, beginning of November. It was over a week. It was a very, very nice character. I really enjoyed doing that. And it was screened, it was on TV January 10th on CBS. And it's still on CBS website. It's episode 11. Everybody can actually watch it. I play Vitaly, which is head of Ukrainian mafia who traffics nuclear weapons. So, as usually, bad guy, but they, spoiler alert, they don't kill me this time. So, So that maybe, you know, there's an option for me to come back sometime.
Yeah, that's when I was watching, I was like, okay, he'll be back. They didn't kill him. He will be back, you know? Because, it's just almost funny and not funny because, yes, you're a big man. You know, when I look at you, some people can say, uh-oh, better be careful. You know, you could be scary and you have an accent and all of these things that is like corner you to certain type of the roles. But do you miss to play completely opposite what the people like to see you in when you go for audition?
This is not, I don't think this is what people see me in playing. I think this is how the industry sees me, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's why I make my own films. When I make my own films, I write something completely different, you know? I was
see you
a lover,
as a father of three children.
Could be
who
too.
Is in some, maybe not easy situation in life or raising children. I see you. Very, very warm and tough, but very, very warm. That everybody who is a director in the new movies that they're planning to just book Adi Spector as a father of maybe two
Thank
or three
you.
Children, that he has really not easy situation in life and he's raising the children on their own, call Adi Spector or contact him. If they want to contact you, where they need
well,
to write?
Well, it's enough that they put ADISPECTOR on Google and lots of things are going to pop up. But my website, it's adispector.com. Facebook, Adispector Official. Instagram, Adispector Official. Twitter, Adispector. Just Google me and, we can IMDb, Adi Spector, you know.
And of course, on the accent on radio TV, on Facebook,
as
please.
Well.
Yeah, we have all links there at the same with to our expert, Anna. And then we will really talk so much more about first food, which we love it, but food not as a bad things. Food as a beautiful celebration of who we came from, who we are right now, and what we want our children to be when they eat and say, Mommy, I'm hungry. Not like, hey, pick up something from the box. No. Let's not do this to our children. And it's not so hard, for sure. Then, for right now, typical Ilona Europa and Accent On, when I see both of you, I already have creativity running in my head, and I see, like, I want to produce a video channel for her, you know, with unusual twist on the cooking. Because, you know, and you as a director, could be that you see this, what I see. But something is charming about her, because she's like a friend of everybody. I can put you in a friend right now, friends, TV serial. And I think people will believe her, not only in the pictures that we see that we love, but things that you are saying. You are very well educated lady, I'm saying one more time, you know what you are talking about. You are working for the biggest company, health company in America, Kaiser Permanente. We trust Kaiser Permanente. We trust you. And you are there for how many years?
Over 3 years.
Over 3 years, then. Mm-hmm. If we can say how many people did you already change in a way that they like how they eat and how they eat right now, how many people you already talked to?
Well, it's hard to say. Like, I do teach classes.
Yes.
They are, like, between 10 to 50 people at once, like 90 minutes classes. And then I do conduct individual sessions, 45 minutes up to 60 minutes sessions. Daily I see between 2 to 6 patients.
Yeah.
So it's, that's, we can do the math.
Yeah, you are busy. Of course you are busy. Yeah. And of course the dream would be that you could be chef for hire. I have already lots of plans to talk to Anna, because I think instead of having boring birthday parties or gatherings with your girlfriends, why not bring Anna for the events and just say, teach us how to do something cool and have fun with food, you know, and learn something and still feel like you are the friend of ours. Like you don't preach and you are not mean. You just give us great later results for our health. Then if somebody wants to find Anna, our expert, accent expert on diet, no diet, Nutritune lifestyle, how we can find you again?
Well, you can find me through Instagram at Nutritune, or you can email me at nutritune@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And my website is growing, and
yes,
it's going to be live soon.
Yeah, that's something that we really are very proud of, and hopefully the radio show will bring a lot of people who are interested to check this Instagram page, and lots of great pictures for right now. We are hungry. And when it comes to Adi, I'm so happy. Like I said, people go to check the link on CBS.
Yeah, I just want to add something very quickly.
Yes, of course.
For that role, I actually had to learn Ukrainian.
Come on. And you speak how many languages?
4. But I don't speak Ukrainian. So they said, you know, it's like Polish and Russian. So
not
Ukrainian
the same
is,
at
yeah,
all.
You know, so, yeah. So, like 90% of my dialogue is Ukrainian.
Oh.
And we had Ukrainian coach on the set, which would come to me afterwards and say, oh, you know what? This one you pronounce like that. I'm like, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was so much fun. It was such an incredible experience. Everybody was so super friendly. I felt like I was working them with them, you know, from the beginning. It was the crew, the cast, the director, everybody was so super friendly, and yeah, I felt
and
so
we
good.
Of course want more. Please, we want more Adi as a star on SEAL team, and hopefully this will happen for you. Right now, maybe 30 seconds of Natasha Mira calling out to me and her new song, all ready for big film score. It's not playing or playing. Oh, doesn't want to play. Okay, live wants something else. Okay, probably I cannot play. I don't know why, but something is not right with this link. How sad. Okay, maybe next time. Anyway, for right now, Accent on Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio, every Monday for the last 6 years and hopefully for many, many more, from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. And let's talk more next month with Anna and Adi.
Thank you.
Anytime, every time.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome on our show. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.